Well, today is the day when we bring our animal friends to church for a blessing. For many of us, our animal companions are not just a pet or a toy, but they're our best friends and they're our life companions. Our animals teach us so many things. They teach us how to trust, and they teach us loyalty. They teach us simplicity, and they teach us unconditional love. My wife, Katie, says that she read about a study. She's always reading about studies. A study that said that if you have a cat on your lap, your blood pressure goes down 10 points. It sounds about right, doesn't it? Animals calm us down, not for some of us. Not if you have allergies. It's natural for us to bring our animals to church because they're part of God's creation. And God loves our animals as much as we do, so it's natural that they should be in church. Walt Whitman, in his poem, Leaves of Grass, says this about animals. He says, "I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. They do not sweat and whine about their condition. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. Not one is dissatisfied. Not one is demented with a mania of owning things." So we learn a lot from our animals. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Francis. Francis is known as the patron saint of animals. He was born in 1182, back in the Middle Ages, in the medieval period, to a wealthy family. His father was a wealthy cloth merchant. And Francis grew up as a young man living the party life. He liked to party with his friends. He liked fine clothes. He liked fine food. And so he was kind of a ne'er-do-well when he was young. He joined the military to have some adventure, and it wasn't quite what he thought it was going to be. He was captured by the enemy, and he spent some time as a prisoner of war. He had a serious illness that almost killed him. And during that time, he had a conversion experience and became a follower of Jesus. He started to spend time in the churches around Assisi, where he was from. And one day he was praying in the chapel of San Damiano. It was an old chapel that had fallen into disuse and disrepair, and it was falling apart. And as he was praying, he heard Jesus speaking to him, and he said, "Francis, rebuild my church." And Francis took him literally, and he started going out and finding stones where he could rebuild the foundation and the walls of the church. He needed funds to repair the church, so he took some of the cloth from his father's warehouse, and he took it to the market, and he sold it and used the money to rebuild the church. His father was furious, and his father was so angry, he took him to court. And when Francis was at court, he said, "If you're going to take me to court, then I don't need you anymore. I renounce everything from my family." And he walked away without anything. Francis began to live a very simple life. And he did a lot of prayer. And one of the times he was in a church, he heard that story of the commissioning of the disciples, that Jesus, when Jesus commissioned the disciples. And he told the disciples to go out to every place that he himself was about to go. And he told them not to bring anything with them. Don't take any bread. Don't take a bag of money. Don't take extra sandals. But rely on the people to whom you are going to go. And preach the good news and heal the sick. And Francis took that literally. And he himself decided that he was going to live a life devoted to Jesus in utter poverty and simplicity. So he took a vow of poverty. And all he had was his robe. He went about the countryside in Italy telling people about Jesus and begging for his food. Francis was such a unique individual that being freed of all that stuff, being freed of his family's ties and his possession and his wealth, it freed him to become this joyful person. And wherever he went, he would meet the people that he found, whether they were poor, whether they were beggars, whether they were lepers, whether they were high-born and wealthy. And he greeted them all the same. He lived such a life of simplicity that joy just exuded from him, and everyone could see it. And he attracted people to come with him. Pretty soon he began to have followers. And those followers decided that they wanted to become an order, and Francis asked the Pope to ordain his order of the Friars Minor, or the Little Brothers. And the one vow they had was a vow of poverty. Francis said that if they owned things, those things would begin to own them. And it was important for them to have no possessions at all, but to rely completely on the generosity of others. And that's what gave Francis and his companions that wonderful, free, open, loving, and joyful spirit. The Order of the Friars Minor went on to become the Franciscan Order, which still exists today, and has many branches, including the Little Sisters of St. Clair, which has some members in our congregation. Well, Francis saw God in everything and everyone. He saw God in the grass and the trees and the sun and the moon and the stars. He saw God in the people that he met. He saw God in the birds and the animals. There's a story that he was with his companions walking through the forest, and they came on a flock of birds. And Francis said to his companions, "Wait here for a moment." And he went out into the flock of birds and he began to preach to them. And he said to them, "Raise your voices, your beautiful voices in song to God, because God is worthy of praise." And as he preached to the birds, they began to light on his shoulders and his hand and on his head, because they weren't afraid of him. He had this utter simplicity about him without any guile or motives that attracted not only people, but also animals to him. And that's why he's known as the patron saint of animals. In the gospel story today, Jesus has been rejected by a number of people prior to this passage. He's been through the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida, and he hasn't had many people believe in him or follow him. They have rejected his teaching. And in today's passage, he says, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants." Now, that word infants can also be translated as little ones. It doesn't mean babies, but it means just simple, common, ordinary people. God has revealed his teaching to simple people, and that's the people that Jesus was trying to reach. Jesus spent his whole ministry among ordinary people. He went among the villages and the towns and the farms, and he encountered whoever he met with love and grace and compassion. When he called his disciples, he didn't call people who were educated or from high families, but he called just ordinary people, fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary people. So what Jesus was saying basically is that the truth is available to everyone. It's in the simple things that we find God, in the simple people that we find God. So Jesus called people to simplicity. And Francis answered this call by turning away from his family, from wealth and a career and titles and power, and he taught his followers to embrace this life of simplicity. They took a vow of poverty, but you might think of that word poverty as another way of saying simplicity. And for today, we might think of ourselves taking a vow of simplicity and making our lives more simple so that we might be able to live a life closer to God and doing the things that we really value. You know, it's so easy for things to get between us and God, and we work so hard to get ahead, sometimes we forget what's really important. What's really important to us is our family and our friends and being in nature and listening to God, being with our animal companions, our health. The simple things of life are the most important, and they're the best things in life. Sometimes we forget that. I might say, I thank you, God, you've hidden these things from my ego and revealed them to my simpler self. Sometimes I think the best way to get close to God is to pray more simply and to live more simply. The more stuff I get out of the way, the easier it is to do that. One of my friends in the Bremerton Corral told me that he and his wife, when they retired, they sold their house in the suburbs and all their cars and trucks and boats and gave away most of their things, and they moved to a high-rise condo in downtown Seattle. And I said, well, how do you like it? He said, we love it. He said, we've got everything we need. We've got restaurants and coffee shops, and we got entertainment and movies and shopping. It's all right there. And if we need to go anywhere, we just rent a car and we take off. Our life is so much simpler and so much better. Sometimes when we concentrate on the simple things, we find that life is better. Life is so complex and so overscheduled and so busy, sometimes we need to be reminded to pay attention to the simple things. Jesus reminded us of that, and Francis reminded us of that, and our animal companions also remind us of that. Amen.